Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back at it. Wednesday morning, a beautiful sunrise out there for all you fine people in Kansas City out there today.
I'm reading my book, The College Football Encyclopedia.
See you in 40 years.
I mean, this is like my childhood. You know, every year you used to get like books for Christmas.
You're
going to
look like Pete Carroll when you finish that.
I opened to my year of birth, 1977, to see what was going on in the college football year. Somebody left this book. It says, for Bink or whoever wants it.
You could have left the for whoever off. You could have just said for Bink. It's a solid book, dude.
I mean, and the font in this book, maybe two-point font. Maybe at best two point.
One and a half,
is it
dude.
1.5 single spacing? I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. It's got everything from college football from the beginning of time to 2008. Why is Binkley here?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Already. He's driving in to get the book.
Yeah, hey, put that back where you found it.
Yeah.
We do it every Wednesday, and we just talked about it, so I want to bring it up again. Because Binkley, I think we got the consensus that Binkley's anti-Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know. I could not tell. I thought he was for him, and then it seemed like no afterwards.
I think he's no, because he wants someone who could be a head coach.
He seemed to be very, very, very into the Shieldhouse thing. Can we get that started?
Let's do it.
Can we get that Shieldhouse to KC?
Yes, that's it.
And we'll give a lot of credit to the text line because they've been on it too. So shout out to you listeners out there. You've been on the Shieldhouse thing too. And Selmo's on it. Bob's on it. Nixon 5.
Hello, America.
But again,
I don't mind that hire at all. It's outside.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
And kind of a proven track record if you see how those receivers work in.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, look at what they're doing out there in L.A. And that's the thing. You need to have somebody come in that is completely different from what you've been doing because what you've been doing has not been good. And it's not Matt Nagy's fault. This is an Andy Reid offense. This ultimately comes down to Andy Reid, and I was just kind of going through X a little bit. Mitchell Schwartz had a big soliloquy about the offense and whatnot and whose fault and all this, you know, the blame for Matt Nagy and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, it's not Matt. It's all, and what we've been saying. It's all on Andy. Like, Andy has to be willing, and that's where Clark Hunt comes into play. Not Mark Donovan, not Brett Veach. It's where Clark Hunt comes into play and say, Andy, hey, let's think outside the box a little bit, and let's go and get somebody that may be different from a different organization that can bring a new lens and a new perspective on things.
What you do with Mac. But it is the Fesco and Dusty poll question on 96.5 The Fan, The Fan 96.5 on X.
Good point.
Do you want Cliff Kingsbury as the new Chiefs offensive coordinator, yes or no? Fellas, we are in the way minority.
Yeah.
67.7%. Say yes.
Well, that's because they know the name. That's the only reason why. It's the only reason why people are voting yes is because they know the name Cliff Kingsbury and people like things that they know, right? It just, no matter what it is in life, like if you've got two restaurants in front of you, one's a McDonald's and one's a McDowell's, you're going to go to the McDonald's because you know what you're going to get.
Unless
you know?
It's owned by Sam.
That is true that we're not going there. Or Hardee's because it's not open at all anymore in Kansas City. So you've got a name that people recognize. That's the only reason people are voting for Cliff Kingsbury is because they recognize the name. And I don't care that he knows Patrick Mahomes. I think that's a detriment against him, actually.
Same. Yep. Agreed.
Yep. I mean, we got to get something to Shieldhouse to KC or something like that. Come bring the kid home.
It's too hard a name to spell for a hashtag.
Yeah.
Get house home.
Bring house home.
Yeah, bring house home. Let's go.
Bring house home. That's
bring it. House home.
And it's like Shieldhouse, you know?
It's
like,
weird. It's not, I was spelling it the other day. I'm like, what? Two A's? Two
A's?
What's
going forget on? About it, dude.
You know how you always say time flies and you know you're getting old? I remember watching him play against Blaine Dalton on ESPN in the first high school game of the year because it was the top two recruits in the states of Kansas and Missouri. I guess they're both in Missouri.
So Blaine Gabbert, you mean?
No, it was Blaine Dalton.
Blaine Dalton. I don't even remember
Springs,
that name.
So
bro.
It was Blue Springs South. He was going to go to Mizzou,
uh-huh.
And Shieldhouse is going to go to Illinois. So there's that rivalry.
Right, cool.
Rockhurst, Blue Springs-ish, mm-hmm. Blue Springs South, whatever. And they played on ESPN, and Shieldhouse won.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that game because I was like, holy cow, Blue Springs South is on ESPN against Rockhurst. And it was game one of the year, and Rockhurst won. Shieldhouse won that game. But again,
whatever happened to Blaine Dalton?
I can tell you. Some trouble.
Oh, okay.
Not great. Not the greatest story, but one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen play in Blue Springs High School history. I mean, just an absolute stud at baseball, stud at football. In fact, his funny story, I played sports with his brother, Ryan, mm-hmm. and grew up with him. And he was class of 09, I think. Blaine was class of 09. We were class of 06. So he's 3 years younger than us. And when we would play a baseball practice and we had guys missing, Blaine's dad, Jim, would be like, hey, Blaine, you want to come out here and play? Best player on the field. 3 years younger than us, best player on the field. He's like, can I get some hacks? And we throw to him, ding, ding, ding. And I hadn't seen him in like probably like 5 or 6 years. So I did I did PA announcing for Blue Springs High School my mm-hmm. senior year because I wasn't an athlete anymore. I'd lost that many, many years before that.
Right.
And I remember it being like, now about him, Blaine Blaine Dalton. And I was like, is that George Brett? Same stance, first pitch, piss missile over the center field.
Really?
Blue Springs South. I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that's getting way off tangent.
But, no, those are the years that I was over in St. Louis. So I remember the whole Illinois thing with Nathan Shieldhouse and being a Kansas City kid, and because Illinois was big over there. You know, there wasn't much else going on.
Yeah.
And so you talked a lot of Illinois football at times. But I remember him playing for Illinois and go, man, that kid from Kansas City, that's a pretty good kid. And look where he is now. He's, you know, with the L.A. Rams doing great things from a coaching standpoint. And he's one of those guys, you know, you asked me about what I like. He's literally worked his way up. He went from a high school player to a college player to an assistant coach to the grunt guy and kind of worked his way up the ladder and has experienced everything. I really do like Binkley's analogy or, you know, kind of explanation of I want to hire guys that I think can be good head coaches. That's a brilliant way really to look at it. And more coaches should do that. But you know what happens? And I know this for a fact, the ego gets in the way. And most of these head coaches that have gotten jobs are 33, 34, 35 years old. They don't know who they are. They don't want to let go. They want to be the guy. Look at the Gannon guy out there in Arizona right now. Look at all these young coaches. They fail because they don't surround themselves with people that could potentially be better than them. And that's what you need. If you really want to be your best in the NFL or in coaching or whatever it is, you need to hire guys that could potentially take your job. And then you need to be like Andy Reid and have the confidence that I'm Andy Reid. Nobody's taking my job. I don't really care who I hire. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to hire the best people that I possibly can, regardless of scheme. I love that. Make sure he's a head coach before you hire them as a coordinator type stuff from Binkley. I thought that was a really good way to look at it.
And a lot of McVay's tree has been. They become head coach. They become good head coaches. And it's not just McVay's offensive mind. He's obviously curating. He's
well, that's the thing
people.
Right there, learning how to be a head coach,
yep.
Because
yep.
It's completely different from being a coordinator. It's night and day different. I mean, once you become a head coach, you really don't do much with the X's and O's in most places. You're the CEO of an organization, and so it's completely different. But I like the fact that he is kind of on that track, and that's the kind of guy, the guy who's going to take that next step that comes from a different lens of everything that's been going on here in Kansas City.
And you never know. Maybe it's a new relationship that builds with he and Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know Mac 2 years ago, and I consider Mac a good friend.
Yeah,
had
absolutely.
A lot in common. Would never have known Mac. He gets put in this situation. I get put in this situation, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's happy, and it's nice. And then you never know. Maybe like Pat's like, dude, that's a good idea. Let's put these two together. And he looks at Pat, and Pat looks at him, and they go, hey, let's try. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
High hopes.
Yeah. Don't panic at the disco. But you got to go out there and say to the head coach, this sounds like a good idea. You know, you got to make Andy think it's his idea to go out there and hire a Nathan Shieldhouse or somebody different that is going to give that lens. If they get Kafka or Bieniemy back here, I'm going to be very disappointed. I really am. I'm going to be very disappointed.
Totally.
At Andy more than the situation, because I think they can do better than that. And familiarity right now is why they were 6-11.
From the 641, before we get out of here, Nate Shieldhouse and Brees Hall were at Iowa State at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Drop?
What is it?
What's coincidence?
Oh, I don't have that coincidence. I think not.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get into Max Pack, Bob's Bottom Feeders, and some over-unders for baseball plus one word. It's loaded in the middle of the 7 o'clock block here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
All right, Bob.
Hey, you want a little update on the boys in blue and the Royals? Ooh. And little stadium update this morning here? Nobody does, but I'll give it to you again. Just an update, so we'll figure out what's going to happen. So from a source, apparently the Royals have gone back to the state of Missouri to try to leverage a better deal, which is smart, you should do, right?
Bring it back.
The mayor wants to go to Washington Square Park, as we've seen. Mayor L is championing Washington Square Park, and the reason is so you can get around the will of the people and not have to have a vote down there, right? right? And so
smart.
It absolutely smart. But it, from a logistics standpoint, not a logistics standpoint, from a what you're trying to do standpoint, it makes literally no sense to put that stadium in Washington Square Park, because for years I've heard the organization tell me about the Battery in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's what they wanted to do. The Battery in Atlanta, 22 bars and restaurants surrounding the stadium out in the suburbs, right?
Cool.
It's awesome. Have you been?
No, I haven't. It sounds awesome.
You know, it's SEC game day every day. It's like it's wild, right? It was the most fun I've ever had at a stadium. And so I've heard that for a couple of years. You can't do that at Washington Square Park. Washington Square Park is 9.3 acres. The Jay alone is 23 acres.
Wow.
And I've been told they don't need the Jay, they just want the Jay. The Sprint campus is 230 acres, okay?
I need
and
a
so,
Jay.
and so Washington Square Park at 9 acres, as Dusty said, would be great for a view, right? Great for visual. But if you're really wanting to build a 365-day-a-year venue where you're going to get people to spend money in December when nothing's going on, well, then that area makes literally no sense whatsoever, because it's not a destination area. Now, you can say you want to make it a destination area, but then you'd have to acquire all of these buildings around Washington Square Park. You'd have to acquire, you know, probably Crown Center. I know John Sherman and folks with that are high up in the Hallmark Company have been having conversations and whatnot to see what maybe they could possibly do with Crown Center. But it just seems like to me you're trying to shoehorn in something that would be better suited elsewhere. And if you're building this new stadium, and we've been told the new stadium has been about the development to sustain the product and to make the most money to put it back into the ball club, if that's what you're looking and seriously trying to do, then Overland Park is your answer, because you've got the area out there that is there that one of your investors has already purchased. And so you've got that situation out there at Overland Park, or you can still try to mess around downtown and get a great visual, which it would be, but you'll never be able to get that development. And if you choose to go downtown, I will tell you this right now, as a Royals fan, I am not here for your small market excuses anymore. Because the outskirts in Overland Park, the surrounds out there, give you 240 acres roughly to do whatever it is that you want to create a 365-day-a-year venue right in the center of where the population center is for Kansas City right now that will generate you money 365 days a year. That's the smart play. The Washington Square Park thing is sexy. It looks cool on TV. It's a great view. Mm-hmm. But from a business standpoint, it's dumb. It is a dumb play from a business standpoint.
Keep them in jack, baby. Give me one. Just keep me. Give me one.
Go wherever you want. But like I said, if you go downtown, I'm not here for your small market excuses anymore.
100%.
It's time for Max Pack.
Oh yeah, it's another one. It's the last one right before the playoffs start. It's Max Pack, baby, where we rank the top five teams who could most likely hoist up a Lombardi trophy. And boy, are we here. Down to 14 teams. It should just be 12, but the NFL decided to screw that up a few years ago.
You don't like the expanded playoff?
I hate it. I hate
really?
It.
No, why?
I don't need the
see,
seven
that should
seed.
Be the old man saying this kind of
I know,
stuff.
I know. I don't like it. Keep division winners. Just get the 4 seed. I don't care if your record was bad. I'm old school in that way.
I do like the division winner stuff, because that they've made their bed with that. I don't want to hear complaining until they decide to change. You know.
Yeah, you'd have to change your scheduling format. You have to change some stuff if you want to change that. Okay. Max Pack, and then we can talk about the obvious here, Dusty. Number 5 is the New England Patriots. I am a little bit, I'm going to take back what I said yesterday about their matchup against the Chargers. I actually think it is a better matchup for the Chargers. Best matchup the Chargers could probably get as far as the whole AFC playoff field, besides the Steelers, because they suck. But it's going to be a good game. I believe the Patriots can win. It's about what happens to them after that win. They don't really have to play the Broncos. They won't have to play the Bills. They'll get, you know, the Jags or the Texans, and that's pretty good in that second round. So all of a sudden, if they win that first round against the Chargers, they can win that second round pretty easily, in my opinion. They're already in the AFC Championship. Number 4 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is the best first round game, in my opinion. Jags, Bills, I think both of these teams are contenders. Either one of these winners could go the distance. Number 3, it is the Bills. I'm giving them the edge over the Jacksonville Jaguars because of the experience, because of Josh Allen. And Sean McDermott's done amazing in the playoffs versus everyone but Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Like, he has been able to show up and coach really, really well. Number 2, the Philadelphia Eagles. Listen, they got a good draw here. I feel really good about that first matchup against a battered and bruised San Francisco 49ers team. We just saw what Seattle was able to do to the 49ers. Up that with Philadelphia, right? A defense that's just as good in a running game and an offensive line that can command a game just as much as they can. And then number one, I'm still sticking with it. I know I don't have either of the number one seeds in my top five. It is the Los Angeles Rams. I'm not scared of the two of the last three losses at the end of the season. I know what this team is. I know who they are, and I think they do too, and I think they can go the distance, especially with Davante Adams inserted back in that starting lineup. That is the top five. Patriots, Jags, Bills, Eagles, Rams on top.
Over under 1.5 teams losing in Max Pack. One has to lose.
Yeah, one has to lose.
Is there another loss in that final four?
I would say if that other loss would be the Patriots, and that's why they are five, because I do have some scare with that first round matchup.
Sure.
But yeah, I think that's probably it. I'd take the under at one.
Are all...
And the reason I don't have the number one seeds in is because of the draw. I mean, the Broncos are most likely going to have to play, unless Jags win, which I think could happen. They're going to have to play the Bills, right? Or they're going to have to play the Texans. And then you look at the Seahawks. Very, very likely they play the Rams. Very, very likely they play the Rams in round two, and that is tough.
That is a tough matchup for your one seeds, right?
Yeah. How'd that last matchup go?
The Rams invented ways to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened. But yeah. The Seahawks won. They stayed in it.
I like Matthew Stafford's comments yesterday about the last time they played the Panthers and why did you lose that game? He goes, because I threw it to the other team too much.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
But it is the reason. I mean, you could sit here and give you a stupid cliche. Everybody knows you were bad that day.
Yeah, he was asked that game.
And what he's saying is, I'm probably not going to be that bad again, you know?
Exactly. Chances are I won't throw to the other team as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Vrabel on house money at this point? Like, if they lost that game, would it be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're fine.
We're back, all right? It was just, the first loss. That's fine.
Sirianni gets bounced round one. Is he back?
No.
And then if you're Philly, you're like, hey, John.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
That's scary.
Sorry, I just thought of it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that is an interesting one.
McDermott's because McDermott's gone if they get bounced, right?
Has to be.
Okay.
Has to be.
Tomlin's going to be gone, I think, if they get beat.
So we're getting rid of all the good coaches now in the NFL.
There's a new wave, man. There is a new wave of coaches in the NFL.
I think Tomlin's safe, but I hope you're right.
Yeah, Tomlin's safe. He's not going anywhere. I'm as sure as that as I was John Harbaugh getting fired. The McDermott one is interesting. It could happen. I really think Sirianni's coaching every day for his job. Yeah. I feel like that. Even though he's been to two Super Bowls and won one and, could go to another, I feel like that guy's coaching for his job. Maybe it's because of the media and the fans. You don't hear the owner saying he's coaching for his job ever.
I don't know if it's a hot take, but I think McDermott has to get to the AFC Championship game. The standard's there. I think he has to get to the AFC Championship game or he's not going to be the coach of the Buffalo Bills. And then if I'm Buffalo, I'm figuring out where John Harbaugh's address is, and I'm just standing there like, what's his face with 16 candles with a check instead of a boombox.
I kind of agree, man, because if you can't go into Trevor Lawrence's house in Jacksonville and beat him, and I like the Jags a lot. They're in my max pack. I think they are a Super Bowl contender for a reason. But still, you're talking about Josh Allen. You're talking about being the coach of a potential top 10 all-timer, and then you can't go to Bo Nix. Second-year Bo Nix and this younger team that really hasn't proven anything. Like, we saw Mahomes do it against Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson on the road. Mm-hmm. As a coach, you've got to get your guy to that level, too.
You do, yeah. You're absolutely right
about
that.
It's giving me a lot of Marty Schottenheimer vibes.
Yeah, it is. It is giving a lot of Marty Schottenheimer vibes. There's no question about it, And you see coaches like that a lot of times where they just can't win the big one.
Who sucks?
Well, a lot of teams do. A lot of teams definitely do. Baltimore comes in at number six this week. They're on the outside looking in because they had a good coach. And while I agree that a change needed to be made, just like in Philadelphia, if you're a Baltimore fan, you better hope they're not going to hire Chip Kelly, right? You're going to hire that next good head coach to replace the legend. Philadelphia failed to do that until maybe now Sirianni is the legend to replace Andy Reid, right? So I got the Baltimore team on the outside looking in. Cardinals come in at number five, Browns at four, Giants are three, Jets two, and the Raiders are by far the worst team in the NFL. I think they're going to hire the worst coach. I really do. I just don't think anybody is going to want to go there with that situation based on the fact that a coach gets fired every other year in Las Vegas. I think the guys own the team for 10 years since the dad died, or 12 years, and they've had six coaches. So it's like every other year they're changing head coaches. There's no stability there. I mean, no quarterback. There's no guarantees Mendoza's going to be any good. So I don't know, man. The Raider job to me just reeks bad.
And then you got to compete in the AFC West.
Yeah.
If you're the Raiders, you go interview Bisacca.
Yeah, why not?
Rich Bisaccia?
Yeah.
Let's bring him back. Absolutely. Yeah. He had some juice. Yeah, I like that.
That was the guy.
He was the guy.
What's he doing now? He's like a DC in Green Bay or something?
Special teams coordinator, I think, in Green Bay.
That's it. Special teams, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he was good.
So, Max Pack, 1-5, Rams, Eagles, Bills, Jags, Patriots, Bob's, Bottom Feeders, 1-5, Raiders, Jets, Giants, Browns, Cardinals. All with head coach vacancies except for one.
Hey, the Titans make it out of the bottom feeders there. There we go.
Look at them go.
Yeah, Titans, they got a quarterback now, right? Yeah, you're kind of moving in that direction
a little bit. They beat the Chiefs by double-digit points.
They did. They beat the Chiefs, absolutely.
I was there. Yeah. Sadly.
Not for the whole game.
We left with 3 or 4 minutes left in the fourth. I stayed for a lot of it. I tried, man.
Should have left 3 or 4 minutes left in the first.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really remember that game.
I don't either.
I mean, that was such a nondescript, you know,
game. I remember
game.
Two Chargers fans sitting behind me screaming and calling me a loser. Oh, because they were Chargers fans and they were just literally.
Yeah, but it was Tennessee versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, and the Chargers were on. They were playing in a game that they needed to win, and they were watching the Chiefs just to watch the Chiefs lose, laughing. And I was like, all this for second in the division, and then everyone started laughing around, and they all got a little bashful.
What a shameful existence, though. I mean, like, seriously, like going in and you know, going to watch another team lose or whatever. Well, whatever makes you happy, right?
Sure.
Who am I to judge?
Chode.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin. Let's do it. Kansas came back last night in Allen Fieldhouse against the Horned Frogs of TCU. It was an insane comeback. How much were they down, Dusty? Almost 20 points in the second half?
Yeah, like 14 or 16 or something like that.
Yeah, there in the second half, they were able to come back. Darren Peterson hits the game-tying free throws in regulation, does not play a minute in overtime. KU completes the comeback with a win. One word on KU Jayhawks comeback.
Allen is my word. And you know, my friends from college that were all going back and forth last night on the thread talking about the greatest comebacks that we've ever seen. You know, at Allen Fieldhouse, I go back to UCLA in 1995. That, to me, was the greatest comeback I've ever seen. One of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to. It was awesome. And so I'll go back to that. Last night had kind of similar, you know, comeback vibes and whatnot. But the one word is Allen, because weird things happen in Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. I would say my one word would be conference. This is when basketball and college basketball gets good. Unfortunately, you have to wait till like early January. But here we are in conference play. Louisville Duke was great last night. This game was great. Did you watch the Auburn finish?
No.
Oh, man. 32-foot heave to win the game. Hits it. Swish. Review. Uh-oh. Shot doesn't count. Go back and look at it. Looks like the shot should have counted. Auburn loses to Texas A&M.
How do you mess that up?
Look, man. Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
So, yeah, my one word would be conference, man. This is it. And there's some big games on tonight as well.
Yes, there are. Yeah, college has got the juice this year. I'm in too, man. It's fun. Does Cliff Kingsbury have the juice? What do you think? One word on Cliff Kingsbury as the next Chiefs offensive coordinator.
No.
Okay.
It's too familiar.
Pass. The Chiefs don't need this juice. I think he has juice, but this team doesn't need that juice. It screams too much high fructose corn syrup. We've already had to deal with that. We need the all natural. We need the kombucha. We need a cleanse. We need a gut cleanser to get in here and move out. And we need a different type of juice. We need something that we can trust, that we know is different, that can be innovative. And I think that's where they need to go. And look, Cliff Kingsbury, nothing against him, but it is kind of similar to what Bob said. It's kind of in that realm of running it back. Like, no.
No. We need a cleanse.
One word on Patrick Mahomes having a say in that decision.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not interested in Patrick Mahomes having a say, because when players have a say, they take what they like and who they like, not what's necessarily best for them. We've seen, you know, guys get hired. The Romeo Crennel one is one that's here in Kansas City. The players wanted him. They hired him, and we know, you know, how that went, and that thing was an ultimate disaster. I just think at this stage of the game, Patrick Mahomes needs somebody that he will be uncomfortable with, not somebody that he will be comfortable with.
Imperative. I think Mahomes does need a voice. I think Mahomes is at that point in his life where he's in his younger 30s. He's getting to that point of his career where more is going to be I don't know if that makes sense, that more is going to be expected from him. But, like, now you're hitting that groove of, like, real maturity in the NFL. And I think if you're going to have that, you should have some say. I'm not saying it should be like the Clyde Edwards-Helaire pick. He was 25 when that happened.
Yeah.
Right? He's 30. He's going to be 31 this year. If Mahomes is going to be on the same page and Andy Reid's not going to be here forever, and if this offense coordinator, Patrick Mahomes, click, when Andy does decide to go into the sunset and this guy can take over, then it's kind of like a match made in heaven, and it all developed earlier on before it became the big picture.
Are you looking at this guy to be the next head coach here?
What did Beakley say?
You hire people you think can be a head coach.
Right.
I love that idea, and specifically for the Chiefs, yeah. Have Reid here for 3, 4, 5 years, and...
Well, check in with Florio. He's got the answers.
Oh, heard. My bad.
Yeah. Still on the John in the Philadelphia airport? Sorry, New Orleans airport?
We're going to talk Royals as MLB win totals are out, and there's a lot of expectations for the Royals. This is a guy just on TikTok, probably my age, just a baseball geek, and he asked the question, are the Royals contenders? About a minute of audio. Let's listen.
There's an MLB team this offseason who's sneakily building themselves into World Series contenders, and it's not who you think. Now, you might think I'm talking about the Orioles or the Braves or the Blue Jays, but no. The Kansas City Royals. Now, imagine your team's down a run or two in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and you have to face Matt Strom, who posted a sub-3 ERA in 2025. You have to face Lucas Ursig, who posted a sub-3 ERA in 2025. And you have to face Carlos Estevez, the saves leader in 2025, who also posted a sub-3 ERA. Couple that with the fact that the Royals might have the best infield in MLB. Salvi Perez behind the plate, great veteran leader, 30 homers and 100 RBIs this past season. Vinny Pasquantino, who had an over 100 RBI season. Jonathan India at second. Of course, Bobby Witt, who's an MVP candidate at short. And Gold Glove winner Mike Hill at third. Now, I'll admit, if there's a weak spot on this roster, it's definitely the outfield. Jack Haglund-Ono should take a step forward in 2026. Kyle Isbell's a solid glove. They went out and signed Lane Thomas in free agency, who's very good with the Nationals. And they've picked up a couple solid options via trade, Isaac Collins and Cameron Meisner.
Jack Caglione, I think, is what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Tough name.
Yeah. No, I mean, the Royals, you should have the expectation of winning this division this year. It's not a strong division. There's not a dominating team. I mean, Detroit's good, obviously, but what if they trade Skubal? You know, like, what if that goes down? Then all of a sudden, Detroit's not a contender. The Royals are right there, so contender is what I will use. Yeah, the expectation needs to be postseason for this ball club.
I will say, for the Royals being a playoff team, maybe. I think Detroit's better than people think. They have more than just Tarek Skubal on their team. They have Mize in that rotation. They've got Jackson Jobe. They've got Torkelson. They have McKintry. They have all these players more than Tarek Skubal. Detroit is very good.
They collapsed last year, you know?
They did. 100% they did. And that could have been the one thing that I will say to defend them is that would have been an historic collapse. Mm-hmm. So you don't really see that very often. They still didn't. They still got in. Detroit's the dog, man. So a lot of stuff has to go right. Health, obviously. Yep. Cags has to be there. Still got to go get a bat, I think, in my opinion. And can your pitching rotation do it again for a third year in a straight? And can Cole Reagan stay healthy? That's all got to happen.
It's
right?
A lot of question marks, and they're fair question marks, yeah. Obviously. The Caglione one, to me, is interesting. If he comes on and he becomes this player that a lot of people are expecting him to become, then fine. They figured out the outfield. But as of right now, you just have Kyle Isbell really in the outfield that you can truly count on, and they need to get more, and they will, and you trust that they will go out there, you know, and figure this thing out. But they're only predicted to win 5 games less or whatever it is than Detroit this year when it comes to the over unders, and Detroit's what, at 86.5. The Royals are the second in win totals at what,
81.5.
So they're 5 games different than the Royals, which is, you know, not even barely above 500. I think they're a better than above 500 team, but everybody else in the division is picked to do nothing. Like, you know, you look at the White Sox, 63.5 wins, pound the over on that one, by the way. And I think, you know, even if you take the over on that, you still have to make up ground in your division this year. You still have to beat up on the Indians and the White Sox and the Twins and have, you know, one of those 13-1 records like you had against the White Sox a couple of years ago. The Royals need to feast on their division. I think the reason they didn't make it to the playoffs last year is because they didn't do as good against their divisional opponents as they did the year prior. And they've got a weak division. Make hay against the White Sox, the Twins, and, you know, the Indians this year.
One word for you guys, for me, Cignetti, the head coach of the Raiders.
Mm. I'd like to see it, but I don't think that would work.
Yeah, I'd say no.
Draft Mendoza, bring in the head coach.
Yeah, I think that's got failed college coach written all over it for the NFL.
That sounds Disney movie to me.
Yeah.
It's too good to be true.
Sounds Vegas to me.
I think it would be, but I think this time next year you're going to have a lot of grown-ass men looking at Cignetti and going, I ain't buying what you're selling, bro.
Nah, man. This
you're good for college, yeah.
He's good for the 18 to 21-year-olds. Yeah. He's great for that.
Yeah, yep. He is. And then once you get to the pros, I just don't think his style would carry.
All right. We'll get back on the other side, talk more Cliff Kingsbury, talk more Breece Hall, and running it back sort of theories here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Let me ask you guys a question. Everybody's on the same page when the whole run it back thing, dead and gone, get over it. It's time to start a new one, right? Because bring in Kafka, bring in Bieniemy, familiar names. It's time to move on.
When they say familiarity breeds contempt, right? And I think that's kind of what we've had over the last 5 or 6 years. And it's been great. Nobody's taking away from what it was. But now we have an opportunity to move on and change things up a little bit.
Gotcha. Never thought I'd get a movie reference wrong. It wasn't 16 Candles where he holds up the boombox. It was Say Anything. That John Cusack that did that? Did I at least get that right? I don't think I got that right either. 80s movies, not my strong suit.
I would have said the boombox one was 16 Candles.
I thought it was.
Not 16 Candles.
They said it was Say Anything.
Cusack was Say Anything.
Okay, so that is John Cusack. Yeah.
I was thinking Breakfast Club.
Ah, yeah. Don't you? You know what duty do? Forget about running it back.
Yeah. Seriously, like I saw a video the other day, and it was like this guy sprinting down the field, a football player, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody goes, man, I thought that was Tyreek Hill. And I stopped. I'm like, oh, God, no. Please don't. No. I want something new, totally new. I don't want Bieniemy back. I don't want Kafka back. I don't want to try to reincarnate Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. You know, Andy Reid's got this great offensive mind, right? We've talked about this for years and what a great offensive mind Andy Reid has. This needs to be his new era, in my opinion, right? Like, you've had this era that you were in with all the Super Bowls, just like Taylor Swift. It's time for that new era of Kansas City. And I think he needs to reinvent the entire offense, create something new. Don't give me a reboot of a Hill and a Kelce and all this kind of stuff and trying to find guys. I'll go back to even the Mecole Hardman draft pick and say why running it back doesn't work. Because when they drafted Mecole Hardman, who turned out to be a fine player here in Kansas City, but that was when Tyreek Hill was going through whatever it was at that time, where they didn't think he was going to be able to play. And so they panicked at draft time because it was right about draft time when they didn't think Tyreek Hill was going to be able to play for an entire year. And so they went out and they drafted Mecole Hardman because they were looking for that direct replacement for Tyreek Hill because of where they were. They needed that type of guy. And I'm sure they passed on good players like a DK Metcalf we've talked about over the years and some players like that. That was just a minor incident of trying to, quote unquote, run this thing back. I think running it back right now, the more I think about it in sports, is one of the dumbest things that you can do because you've already had the best. You've already had that greatness. You've already had that masterful stuff. Nobody's doing that again. So instead of going out there and trying to find our Tyreek Hill 2.0, our Eric Bieniemy 2.0, our Travis Kelce 2.0, just go out and find the best players that you possibly can and let it create a new identity for itself. It may be a running back. It may be a tall wide receiver. It may be something that we haven't had here. But you can't go in there and say, we need a direct clone for Tyreek Hill. We need to find, like, for years I've been saying about this Travis Kelce replacement. Stop. Stop trying to say, we got to find somebody to replace Travis Kelce. No, we don't. We just need the five or six best offensive weapons we can find, regardless of position, and let the quarterback go out there and accentuate their, you know, their greatness and the things that they do well. So that's the way that I look at this going into the offseason. I'm just tired of hearing about, we need a Tyreek Hill, we need a Travis Kelce. No, we don't. We don't need any of that. We need a fresh start. We need new players. We need kind of a new direction on offense.
Yeah, I think it goes with the familiarity with coaching, right? You want change. I think that's a good thing to want. I would just ask to that, what constitutes running it back? Like, to me, like, if the Chiefs are valuing a tight end highly in the draft, if there's a second round guy, like, that to me isn't chasing Travis Kelce. That to me is going with the trend of the NFL, and tight end's an important position, and a fail-safe for a QB. Like, what constitutes running it back?
Too hard to continually find that replacement, which they've done.
Yeah,
you know,
the Tyreek Hill thing is for sure. I mean,
yeah, like
Xavier,
right? Like, you've tried multiple times to get that new Tyreek Hill stop. Okay, that guy is an anomaly. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be nobody like him. There just isn't, right? Hall of Fame football player, unbelievable wide receiver. You can't recreate that. So go find somebody else who's really good at what they do. Don't go try to find somebody who can be a light version of Tyreek Hill or a light version of Travis Kelce. I just think at times, and I'm not saying the organization's this way, but I know we are as fans. Oh, we got to replace Travis Kelce. No, we don't. We need to replace his numbers, but we don't need to replace him at the position. What if you go get a wide receiver that's 6'5", that gives you 1,000 yards every year? Then that's a replacement for Travis Kelce. That's different than what you're doing right now.
Yeah, it seems kind of like a movie franchise, right? The first one that's new, give it the Hangover.
Mm.
Fun, yeah. Entertaining, classic, good. Hangover 2, decent, not terrible, not great. You survived, it sufficed your need, but you didn't need the third one. You don't need another one.
Right.
Just now it's time to create a new comedy, mm-hmm. or now it's time to create a new system that works. Trust your director, trust your, you know, producers, and trust your creative thinking and developing, and give the people something that they haven't seen before, but that you trust that you could make work. And if it doesn't, then it is what it is. If it does, then everybody sits back, puts their feet on the table, and says, hey, go make me a sandwich.
Yeah, because I just think we get so caught up in, oh, we need Tyreek Hill. We need the deep ball back. We need to have the best possible players that give you the opportunity to win, regardless of what their skill set is. And I think when you go, and again, this is us as fans going into a draft, you pigeonhole yourself. Oh, we need to find a Travis Kelce replacement, or we need to find this. And then you miss on good players because you've pigeonholed yourself. And the Chiefs really haven't done that over the course of Brett Veach's career, you know, with drafting and really with Andy Reid since he's been here, with John Dorsey even beforehand. They weren't necessarily drafting players based on position of need at the time. They were drafting based on the best available players, and they hit on a lot of guys. And that's what they need to do. It's the best available player. You can't ever go into a draft saying, we need this, because by the time you get to choose that, you may take the third or fourth best running back when you could have taken the best wide receiver on the board.
I need you guys to respond to this text from the 816. He calls it they call it a counterpoint. I would say it's actually a supporting point. I'm going to hear your guys' thoughts. He says, counterpoint, the Patriots from 2000 to 2017. All they did was adapt.
They changed.
All they
constantly
did was change.
Yeah, they went from a defensive first team to an aerial attack to a tight
run
end,
ball,
to wide receiver.
Tight ends.
Yeah, they changed a lot. Yeah.
Bill Belichick, didn't he coin the year too early, not a year too late, as far as getting rid of players?
Yeah.
Like, that's him.
Yeah.
You know why they didn't sign Richard Seymour?
Oh, everybody lost their mind.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How? And then they went and signed Randy Moss, and Tom Brady went absolutely berserk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they found Gronk, and then
Edelman, Welker. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was
even
just.
Even though he sucks, Aaron Hernandez was part of that change in that system.
James White was a great, reliable running back. Like, they kept finding things.
I mean, that is as adaptive as you get, because that first Super Bowl they won, it wasn't because of Tom Brady. They won because of their defense, and their defense was carrying that team. And then it became an offensive era, and they merged into that offensive era, and they got Randy Moss, and they got Gronk, and you mentioned Aaron Hernandez, and a running game. I mean, like, it drastically changed throughout the time up there. I thought up until the end, obviously, when things get stale, as we see in Baltimore, but it's just like up until the end, I thought Bill Belichick always did a great job of kind of reinventing himself and being one step ahead of everybody else.
Does this audio clip give you trust or no trust in bringing in Cliff Kingsbury?
Number one is you have to be the right companion for Andy. Andy's going to scheme guys open. That's just a fact, right? So as offensive coordinator, my belief is how do we get these things to mirror? How do we get these things to match, to synchronize once again in the running game, in the specialty plays, in the red zone, short yardage? The creativity has been lacking, I think, especially in the red zone. And that was something that, if Chiefs fans remember, they were excellent in like that 2020, 2021, 2022 era of them just being excellent in the red zone. So Andy's always going to be pass first. We understand that. It's a passing league. He's got the best quarterback we've ever seen play the position. But you still have to have a number of diverse variety of ways to run the ball well, to have things, again, match up so that it's not as easy for the defense to decipher certain things in terms of not being as predictable. And so that's where you work with Andy in terms of the game plan on a week-to-week basis and obviously the scheme that you're developing from essentially after the combine all the way up until, you know, week one.
So you're saying job one is refine the scheme.
You just have to be the right partner, right?
Is Cliff Kingsbury the right partner?
I personally don't think so, but that's just my take. I mean, again, it has to be what Andy is comfortable with, you know, obviously, but I don't think he is because he's too familiar to me. I'm going to continue to say it till I'm blue in the face. I need different. I need a different lens to view this offense. And I'll take a little bit of umbrage with what Nate Taylor said there. Just one look.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Little party goes, Andy schemes guys open.
Thank you.
When was the last time we saw that? Because I didn't see one wide receiver open this year.
Nope.
Seemed very lethargic this year.
Nope.
I can't continue to sit here and say Andy schemes guys open because that didn't happen this year at all. And it should have. You had speed. You had your number one guy back. You had Hollywood Brown. I mean, like, you had some guys that you could scheme open potentially. I didn't see any of that this year.
No, and I'm watching Clint Kubiak in Seattle have JSN almost break the wide receiver record, how wide open he is. I'm watching Dave Canales in Carolina use a rookie in Tet McMillan and Jalen Coker, a second-year player. They're wide open. Like, I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
It's a fact. It's a past fact. Right now, it is not the fact.
Well, exactly, and it goes back to Harbaugh, right? Yeah. I mean, in the dumb comments by Tony Dungy, oh, my God, they fired him because of missed field goal. No, they fired him because it just wore out its welcome there. It was time to move on. He lost the locker room, and I'm not saying that's happening at all here with Andy, but you've got to make those changes. And I think right now what we've seen on offense has worn out its welcome here in Kansas City. It's time for something new.
We could dive into all that the rest of the day. Coming up on the other side, we get back into what the Royals could do in 2026 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for those Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,